I don't know if you've been watching the news. Some people tell me it's so depressing, they don't watch anymore. I don't know if you realize what's happening. If you were listening to Aaron, he didn't see one, he didn't see two, he saw three rainbows. Because some days you need three rainbows, you know. God, there's a text that says, God is not mocked. And what you're watching right now are people mocking God. They actually believe they are in control. Yeah. They actually believe that what's going on, and they haven't just convinced the world, they've convinced Christians. Yeah. Maybe you've heard this statement. This virus is man-made. False. Nothing is man-made except sin. All right. That's the only thing man can make. Everything else has to pass by his throne before it comes into existence. So, you know, people say, well, what's the difference? The difference is, next time you see my daughter, you ask her if she ever found out how her mother knew where she went that night. Yeah, she's 30-something now, plus. And she still wonders how in the world did you know? See, there is a God. He will not be mocked. He knows. It isn't like you hear the president say all the time, the China Wuhan virus, and you'll hear preachers saying, this happened, that happened, and God's not up there going, what? I didn't know that's where it came from. God knows exactly what's going on. If you watch the hearings, which aren't hearings, they're listenings, you'll hear people be put in positions where, see, when evil comes into truth, evil doesn't stand a chance. And you say, how can you be so sure? How can you be so sure? Let's start off. Because, see, sometimes in these times, you may walk into a situation. I remember walking into a room, and I was with a Marine major at the time. And we walked in, and they were supposed to be having a celebration. And we walked in, and he says, there's tissues under all the chairs. This is not good. Something's about to happen. Or there wouldn't be tissues under our chairs. Yeah. We may not know what's going on, but there is a God. And in Psalm 18, verse 30, he says this. Because you see, you wonder. Last week we talked a little bit about, you know, the resurrection, and we talked about it's a birthing room, it's not a funeral home. But Mary and Martha, if you had been here, God, where are you when I need you? Jeremiah says, God, you're no better than a deceitful brook. When I'm dying of thirst, you're all dried up. And when I don't need a drink, you're like a rushing river. We feel like that sometimes. Where are you when I need you Monday morning, when I'm getting a letter saying, you know, Giant is no longer giving us stuff? He says, I'm loading pallets down at the food bank. That's where I am. Amen. Yeah. But he says this in verse 30. God, his way, see, and remember the first word? Always important. We won't go there today. That's another day. His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is pure. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. Here's the thing. If you don't take refuge, guess what he's not? I told you a couple weeks ago, my brother in the 60s, actually during the Berlin airlift and the Cuban Missile Crisis, was stationed in Germany, and his workspace was inside of a mountain that if it took a nuclear blast, it still wouldn't affect it. That's how secure the place was. And so he's saying, I'm more secure than where your brother worked. And let me tell you how secure that is. When I went to Nagasaki, my guide, or our guide, I should say, was in Nagasaki the day of the blast. Okay. He was at ground zero at the day of the blast. Have you ever heard how bad it was? Yeah. And my brother was inside of a mountain, remember, that a nuclear blast wouldn't hurt. He hid under his desk. Did the desk protect him? Yeah. See, God's saying, I can protect you in a mountain or under a desk. Now, he had some burns. He said it was like being in an oven. He said, that's only because you missed your target. We were over a mile away from our target, but it still destroyed everything at the target. I mean, it was pretty impressive. The thing is, it doesn't matter what man makes. It doesn't matter whether a vaccine comes out or doesn't come out. The vaccine is not your shield. God is your shield. How do I know it? He says here, a shield to all who take refuge in him. I don't know if you've read your money lately, but it doesn't say in Washington, I trust. It doesn't say in Trump, I trust, in Congress, I trust. It says in God, I trust. That's what he's trying to get across. People, this is how do I know that? Well, I'm going to show you something you may not know. Every week in the synagogues, they read something called the Haftorah. It's a reading that's sent out every single Sabbath. And they have to, all the synagogues, maybe some of you belong to denominations at times, where they had the reading at the beginning of every, and all the Lutheran churches, all the Catholic churches, whatever, Baptist, they'll all read the same reading. Well, this has been done for a long time. God gave them, he said, every week I want these texts, and every week he would give them a different text for Sabbath. And every single synagogue reads that text, the Haftorah. It was May 15th. Now you think about, God gave a prophecy what, 3,000 years before 1948? May 15th, 1948 was the Sabbath. This was the reading. On that Sabbath, May 15th, 1948, in that day, the book of Amos, I'm sorry, I forget, Jay. Lead, follower, get out of the way. You know, I'm ready to go. You know, in that day, in what day? May 15th, 1948. What was going on that day? They were going to restore Israel as a nation. It was the day that Israel was brought back in. In that day, think of this, was written by Amos thousands of years before the day occurred. I will restore the fallen booth of David. Just in case you're wondering, I want you to be sure which booth I'm going. It's the one of David. I will repair its gaps, restore its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, so they may process the remnant of Edom and all the nations that are called by my name. The Lord's. This is the Lord's declaration. He will do. Hear this. The days are coming. The Lord's declaration. This is the Lord's declaration. When the plowman will overtake the reaper, and the one who treads grapes, the sower of seed. The mountains will drip with sweet wine, and all the hills will flow with it. Remember when this was written, 3,000 years before May 15th, 1948. What a coincidence that it happened to be the Haftorah read. How would he do that? I don't know, other than he says, prophecy isn't so you can show off. Prophecy isn't so you can have debates and say who's right and who's wrong. Prophecy isn't written so you can make all these charts and timelines. He said, prophecy is written so that when it happens, you'll know that I knew before it was going to happen. Nothing takes him. You think he's surprised by Corona? He's not surprised by the beer or the virus. He knows what's going to happen. He says, I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel. Have you noticed how blessed Israel is financially? Remember, they had no land. They had no land. Israel didn't exist in the minds of men. But it always existed in the heart of God. And he says, I'm going to watch this, Gabe. What should I have them read 2,000 years from now? How about Amos 9? Start with verse 11. 1,000 years later, and said, have you thought about this, God? Have you thought about this? Do you know, we used to have to make a sermonic calendar and turn it in every year, what we were going to preach on every week. Every week. And I used to turn in the same calendar every year. Whatever God tells me to preach. That we need more detail than that. I said, well, you'll have to ask him. I said, because sometimes I get up and he changes it on me. You know, Sometimes going down to Lynchburg, Carol say, what are you going to preach? Are you preaching the same thing? I don't know. Don't know until he tells me. Yeah. He says, I will plant them on their land. He says, in verse 15, and they will never be again be uprooted. Let me tell you something. I know Iran is trying to get a nuclear weapon. I know Iran and Russia and China are coming together against Israel. I know what's going on. And you know what's going on. Well, maybe you don't, but you should. Because they actually think we got them now. We got them right where we want them. I'm not talking about Israel now. I'm talking about the president. We got him right where we want him. See that? That's a rock. See that? That's a hard place. And no matter which way he turns, we got him. And God says, you know what you forgot? You saw that way, and you saw that way, but you never looked that way. You know? And that's what he's doing. He does it with Israel, and he's doing it with us. And we keep looking at the rock and the hard place, and we're going, oh, no, what we going to do? Look up. Look up. Look up. Because Washington isn't your source. God is your source. He says, and they will never again be uprooted from the land I have given them. Two nations, given land. Israel and the United States. The only two that ever came in existence by the hand of God. And I did a little more research and found that it was about 3% of the colonists that actually went up against England. I mean, you can, some say up to 10%. We can only prove about 3%. And I know it looks like there's more of them than there is of us. So see, in this day, my prayer is, God, open their eyes and let them see that those that are with us are greater than those that are against us. I know what it looks like. I've been there, and I know we're outnumbered. That's more than a TV show on Fox. That's what Isaiah went through. That's what Elijah went through. That's what David went through. That's what Jesus went through. That's what all the disciples went through. Dare I say it, Aaron? When you pray whatever it takes, that's what you'll go through. I know what it'll look like because I know what it looked like at 5 a.m. Monday morning with an official letter. But then a phone call comes through. Why couldn't they call me last week? You know, you feel like Mary and Martha. You know, you said be anxious about nothing. But right about now, it stinketh. See, we need to get to the place where Abraham was when he said, we will go up and worship, and we will come back. We don't know how, but I know we and we. The boy and I will go up, and we will return. See, you want to know how it happens. You know, Jay and I had this conversation last week. It's none of your business how it happens. That's his business. It's none of your business. Could you imagine David saying, oh, my goodness, he's down, we won. And God said, not yet. Oh, come on, God. You know I hate the sight of blood. Finish the job, David. Finish the job. See, we want the job finished by them. He hasn't called them to finish it. He's called you. He's called you and you and you. But I can't shoot. Then bring me the ammo. Because we need supply officers too. Remember, Ulysses S. Grant was the supply officer for Robert E. Lee out west. Yeah. So all he was a supply officer. He didn't beat Robert E. Lee. He just cut off the supply. You can't survive. What have they done lately? Close the church. Cut off the supply. Cut off the supply. Because I know if power comes to my people, hell will not prevail. God knew and put it down thousands of years before May 15th, 1948, and it happened the exact day when it was supposed to, that all around the world, that was going to be the reading. Think about it. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God. How dare we neglect so great a salvation? Here's what we forget so often. See, some people love to study promises. Some people love to study prophecy. Second Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16. All scripture. And in the Greek, that word all is translated all. All scripture is inspired by God. And I know we're not a non-profit. We say we're a non-profit. That's the problem with churches. They're a non-profit organization. We have a prophet. His name is Jesus. Yeah. We are not a non-profit organization. Yeah. And is profitable for teaching, for rebuking. And let me tell you another way that could, for judging, that's rebuking. There's nothing wrong with telling somebody that's wrong. I don't say it's wrong. God says it's wrong. And if God says it's wrong and you're asking me to believe you or him, I'm going with him, because when he plays for keeps. And for correcting. He doesn't just rebuke you. He says, this is the way, walk in it. See, it's for training us. Nobody that I know of has ever gone into combat without going through boot camp. Now, granted, during World War II, it was 2 weeks. Yeah. And I remember our doctor on board the oil tanker, we called him Doc, but he wasn't even a nurse. Yeah. They sent him through, they called it Corpsman School, as President Obama would say, Corpsman School. Yeah. And he said they would show a slide. He said, I'm not saying it was fast, but they would do things like, this is a human body. Remember what it looks like. You may have to work on one someday. Next class. Yeah. That's about how quick they went. They go through and say, look, this is what's going to happen. About 2 weeks, and they were off. But, you know, everybody goes through training. People, you've been going through training for years. It's time for battle. It's time for us to stand up and say, no, we're not going to do it. We're going to church. If you can go and buy your beer, if you can go to a casino, If you can go to Lowe's and Home Depot, then I can go to church. Well, we'll take away your tax exemption. You know what? I don't care. I'm not here because I'm tax exempt. I'm here because I'm handpicked by the Lord Jesus Christ to be here in this town, in this place, at this time. I'm telling you, people, all scripture. And if he can do that, I mean, it's not just a matter of giving the prophecy. You have to have it at the right time. Why are we in Revelation right now? And I won't ask for a show of hands. How many of you ever thought of that one word, John, like you saw it this morning? Why John? You know? And then Stan brings out the last pulpit he ever mounted with an actual sermon was a pot of boiling oil. I mean, shouldn't we be praying? No, we should be preaching. Or singing. Could you imagine him getting a back brush on? My God is an awesome God. He reigns heaven up. Think about it, people. And boiling oil. What they intend to destroy you with, God uses as one of the most powerful messages John ever got to preach. Think about where you are, what's going on, and understand this. He has called you for such a time as this. See? I know you all came from Strong Tower, but you came to a powerhouse. Not here, there. See? Or as Tony Evans would say, power. 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 Because all power comes from greater things. I'm praying that God, I want to do those things that your son promised. Greater things that he's done, we will do. I want to see the dead raised. I want to see this. We see sick healed. You know, I hate that. It's almost boring now, healings. We've gotten so used to it. You know? I mean, you weren't watching him Tuesday. Remember, who was it? Tim Conway? You said, or Marty Johnson on Laughing? Yeah. But now he can walk. Not because of what we've done, but because of what he's done. We can't heal anybody. All scripture. I want to see. It amazes me. And then I go, it's just what you do. I can't wait to see what we're going to get from the food bank this week. I mean, I'm getting excited just thinking about it. I think they're out of watermelons. Yeah. You know, I don't know. People, it's not time. It's past time. Because churches should have stood up 6 months ago. But they just... My daddy used to say, you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. I don't know if that's true. Ask Christine, she can tell you. Yeah. Yeah. And they laid down with dogs. From now on, all I hear is flea-bitten messages. You know? I want you to stand on solid ground. Jesus is the rock upon which our church is built. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is our all in all. Jesus is the only one that can get me out of here alive. Okay. Think what you will. I'm going to go with what he says. And if he can have that, that number was etched in my mind, May 15th, 1948. Yeah, and I know there's some people, probably even in the synagogues, who were saying, what a coincidence. What a coincidence on the day we get the letter from one store. The people who took all the food away call and say, please, can't you take more? It's like, we can only take so much. We can only take so much. And then our three-door refrigerator goes out. So we don't even have a place to put it. And I don't know if you've been in there, but Stan was telling me, I can't read it. It's too high, Jim, that thermometer. Stan was telling me it was 100 degrees in there. And those burgers didn't melt. See, you may not see that as a miracle. I'm telling you. 100 degrees and frozen food stays frozen. What an awesome God we serve. You know, what an awesome God we serve. As Aaron said, I got this. I got this. I got this. What is it you're facing? I got this. I got this. I don't know who needed to see Jesus at the hospital, but they wouldn't let me in to show them. So he sent Jim and Kay. The dynamic duo. Yeah. And you know why they sent them? Because they know how to hit their target. You think about it. You'll get that later. Yeah. Think about this. All scripture is inspired by God. Well, you know, it's written by man. All scripture is inspired by God. Well, you know, there's mistakes. All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable. Is profitable. If you're going to a non-profit place, leave. Because this is profitable. This is profitable. It'll give you peace. It'll give you power. It'll give you promises that can take you through your darkest times. Only if, I believe the way it says, it is impossible to please God without faith. Do you believe? Reader's Digest or Publisher's Clearinghouse belief or... Yeah, I said to Kay, I said, the refrigerator guy didn't get back to me. I just remembered. Maybe because I told him, he said, wait, I'll get back to you with a price. I said, it doesn't matter. Fix it. My daddy's going to pay for it. Yeah. It's not my refrigerator. It's his. And guess what? It was his repairman that was there. And you know what he left with? He didn't leave with a payment for fixing it because it's not up and running yet. But he did leave with a box of burgers. Yeah. So when he comes back, he's going to come back tummy full and a smile on his face. Yeah. What an awesome God we serve. Let's bow our heads. Father, as we think about this, Father, none of what's going on is a surprise to you. Father, you're not surprised by anything. Father, you're not hampered by anything. You're never caught off guard. And Father, nothing can ever happen that you can't overcome. The resurrection of Jesus Christ proves that. Father, as we get ready for this final conflict, I just want to thank you for the privilege of being one of the invading troops to get to watch the gates of hell torn down, get to watch the city of evil destroyed, and get the fellowship with all those who have gone before us. Oh, Father, I long for those days. We want it soon. Until then, Father, we will not give up. We will not shut up, but we will look up and say, the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our shield and buckler. The Lord is well able, and in him we stand. We thank you, Father, for accomplishing what you accomplish through those of us, Father, that you say, I will cause the foolish to confound the wise. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of serving. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Why he says, now to him who is able to protect you, I mean, from even stumbling. Think about that, Carol. I know you stumbled a lot lately. Take my hand, precious Lord, you know, to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen.